A word for you from Mark chapter 10 verses 35 to 37. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you? And they said to him, Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory. A cheeky question indeed, a demand that seems to be asked in a nice way, Do for us, Lord, whatever we ask you. They are like children coming to a parent and saying, Please say yes, please say yes. And the parents don't yet know what the question is. But the children demand an answer first. They were childish in their behavior. So James and John are saying, Lord, do for us whatever we ask of you. And they haven't yet asked. And the Lord says, Well, what do you want me to do for you? The Lord knew exactly what they wanted. He can read the hearts and thoughts of men. In Matthew 20, verse 20, the same story is written, and you can check it out there as well. And then they come up with this cheeky demand. They said, Lord, grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory. Well, one needs to understand a little bit about the background of this. Firstly, most commentators agree that the mother of James and John was Salome, and she was a sister, as we read later on in the book of Acts as well. She was a sister to Mary, the mother of Jesus. So they thought, well, cuz, you're our cousin, surely we deserve special status. Here you find disciples of the Lord, totally out of touch with what God is doing. Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem. He was on the way to die for them. And here they are worried about position. It's not the only time. The disciples were very much on that wavelength. They were out of tune with what God was doing. Think of other occasions. Remember when the woman came, the Canaanite woman, saying, Lord, please, my daughter is demon-possessed, please. And they said, Lord, send her away, she's making a noise. But the Lord had compassion on her. They were out of touch. UJesu ucabanga ngenye indlela abafundi ngendlela yabo. Mhlawumbe nawe unemicabango yakho ayihambisani noNkulunkulu. Maybe your thoughts are also out of touch with God.